Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Our speaker is the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, Vicar of St. James. Our reading is taken from John 20, verses 19 to 31. The talk is entitled Thomas, Gospel and Doubt. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
The reading today is taken from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus appears to Thomas. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, you are indeed a good and gracious King. And as we explore your goodness towards us and in the life of this church, continue to warm our hearts, strengthen our faith, and guide us into your good future. Amen. So as Jenny said, pictures speak louder often than words, so there are going to be a lot of pictures to look back at some of those events and highlights of the year, and hopefully that will continue to warm our hearts and strengthen our spirits. So I just want to start with saying a big thank you. Big thank you to all of you, in whatever capacity you have contributed in the life of this church, as a volunteer, as a leader, as a person in part of one of the team, whether you are very visible, like the vicar, or less visible. Everyone is important, and you are all building up this church, even by just being present on a Sunday and by just being here. So thank you very much. My heart is full of gratitude for you. So let's look at some of those things that has happened. We're part, of course, of a national church, and that means a diocese and a reality across this country. So there's been come two big change in our diocese and in our national church. And here it is. We had Bishop Ruth, who moved to Liverpool diocese, and we've welcomed then Bishop Fiona, who is the new bishop of Taunton, and of course Dame Sarah Mullally, who's now the new archbishop. So that's quite a big thing this year for us as a church. Our vision, I said first because it's important, the vision of the diocese is about living and telling the story. Living and telling the story. And that's about, you know, the way you live your Christian life, your action, whether it's, you know, helping in the community, in your neighborhood, being part, but also telling, sharing our story of what God is doing. And we have that in our own vision about encountering, growing, and participating. If you go through the arch, you find those words there. It's been shown at the last annual meeting, but I don't think it's been maybe shown in church. And that's been a youth, young people's project, and tells a little bit about what we want in all those spaces that we talked about, whether it's at school, the services here, in all those groups and life groups, to encounter God in a way that's relevant to that group and to help people realize that there is a God who loves them in a sensitive way and that they can know him personally. So encountering God and then growing in faith, growing in that understanding of who Jesus is, what he has done for them, and participating, and that's what we've shared, participating in his life with the gifts you have. There's so much creativity in this church. On the left side, you see, it's on your right side. No, it's also on your left side. There we go. You see this project of new banners with Pats and the team. And it's quite interesting because on our arch, there is the tree with the fruit of the Holy Spirit that you can see there on that right. And that's the banners. They're going to also have all the fruits of the Holy Spirit display on our pillars. So a great celebration. It's moving forward, a great team there, coming together, supporting one another, but blessing us with those beautiful banner, an expression of worship and service. Thank you. Prayer is so central to the life of the church, and we want prayer to be central to the life of this church. So a few things that has happened this past year. You might remember in January, we had a prayer weekend. And we had various aspects. We had the praise time, we had Zoom prayer, we had some the use of the quiet space, we had some stations in the main hall, and then simply prayer. Great way to start January, to start the year, as we prayed for God to continue to guide us. And we had those prayer cards, and simply prayer continues to flourish. A space, and for those of you who might have taken part in that prodigal son during the time of was it Lent? Yeah, Lent, and it has moved now to a regular event where they meet once more in the daytime and then once in the evening time. Thank you for prayer for Taunton. I mean, that has been going for years and years. A few faithful people who regularly once a month pray for Taunton. We have the prayer space. We have prayer happening in our live groups and various ways to pray. And of course, the prayer ministry that we want to see and grow. It's about being touched by the Word of God, but also being touched by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of power, who can move mountains and who can bring hope when there might be darkness and distress. So prayer. Thank you so very much for being a prayerful church and being involved in prayer. And then mission. We try every month to tell a little bit about the missions we support, whether they're local or international. And so many of you are also involved in those charities and activities in town. So I think the group of BISM has grown in this past year, so more people have joined, and street pastors, still some people from our church is there. Open Door, we have, for example, Susie Peeler, part of working with them, working with the homeless people. ACTS, if you don't know what it is, this is a charity also, again, that has been growing. We are linked with, is it Uganda? Yes, it's ACT Uganda. I'm thinking of Burundi because I went to Burundi, but ACT Uganda. And so it's a great celebration because it is about people with disabilities, and it's part of the diversity of our church. And we want to bless, and we're so joyful to have that diverse church and to be able also to bless people in another country with special needs. So great to see all those mission, but also mission is what happens in our own church. And so we looked at some of those groups, missional groups, places where Christians are involved with non-Christians and where they can share their story, but also create something that is meaningful for those who might not be in a church, who might not come on a Sunday morning, but find those spaces, a place where they can belong. So various ways to be a witness in our community, whether it's through the Alpha, which is more an advert, you know, overt way of telling about Jesus, from the ringing of bells and the art group, the Thursday, the hymns and teas. There is mission through our website, so that's why I've put Bible Bites, because there's someone very faithful who puts very snippets of our talk on prayer, morning prayer Zoom, or the talks that we do on Sunday, and people then, like a podcast, they can listen to those. We have the flower team, an amazing group that blesses with flowers and display. And I know I forget other groups, like the welcome groups and the prayer ministry groups and the hospitality and the tech team and the praise team. What an amazing place to be with people with their own ways, making this place a place to belong, to believe, and to become. But there's also been a lot of dress up, I think, this year. One of it was the Heritage Day, and you have some demonstration of how creative some people are with dressing up. But there is another demonstration here. And we're even more creative there with lots of dress up. But what a joy to have had our pantomime and to be able to open our church to community and to have, we had three settings, I think over 300 people. And of course, it also raised some money, and this year was the food bank and, I should know, Tear Fund, there we go. So thank you so very much for that group, St. James Players, who are able to bring together not just a group of players, but it's a lot of other people involved to make this happen. So, great joy of this year. I should have something else. I didn't want to forget, there we go, I can see Sue, that is. But Sue is a wonderful person. She's very quiet, but doing an amazing work with our churchyard, but with the garden, if it's nice and beautiful. And it says something about God's beauty. I really, I'm inspired by, you know, your dedication. But also you've been able to involve the young people at various time of the year. And then we have your husband there, a little picture of you too. And that's because, I don't know if you're aware, but we're part of the National Church, and it has, I think I've put it somewhere. Oh, I don't have my preaching, sorry, I need to put my preaching. There we go. I remember most of it, so that's good. Not too bad. Five marks of mission. And we've talked a lot about, you know, tell, proclaim the good news, what we do on a Sunday or some of those groups, to teach, which is to baptize and nurture new believer, to tend, to respond to human needs. That's our service to the community and how we are involved in the local needs. To transform in just structure and challenge violence and pursue peace. And I think you've seen how the Pope has been quite vocal in pursuing peace and the importance to speak to power, but also to treasure, to strive to safeguard the integrity of creation and to sustain and renew the life of the earth. And so that's how we participate in our national church in treasuring that and doing our bit, what we can, with that. So thank you so very much for all those involved in making our ground beautiful and flourishing with all kind of life there. I think there is a picture of a hedgehog even there. There we go. Amazing. And then I just wanted to finish with some of the picture we've been traveling from last year, and just to continue to travel with those. One was this picture, well, the saying of "Your kingdom come, your will be done." This is the prayer we do, the Lord's Prayer, part of the Lord's Prayer. "Your kingdom come, your will be done." Of course, on earth as it is in heaven, but it can be also in this church, in my life, in whatever sphere God has placed. Your rule, your presence, your reality, your purposes. So that's one. Further is traveling. What does it mean to pass the baton? I said baton, but it's baton. You know, Richard corrected me, and he's right, baton. And that's so important. You know, how do we do that well? How do we train the next generation? How do we allow those spaces that maybe we uninhabited, and we realize maybe it's time for someone else? And we can take it in a different direction or bring some new life. Richard, you've approached me to said it's time, I think, to allow that space of leading worship and see what's happening. So you're kind of passing a baton, but there's no yet someone to take it. But you've been very kind in working through a transition. And we'll see what comes up. But we already have a growing ministry with our young people and the youth band, which is a great joy and a great encouragement to see that grow. Once a month, they will lead our praise. And then we have various discussion about how we can make it by the time I'm come back. So you're in that transition and how that worship can grow and maybe get into a different direction, but still the worship. So passing the baton, what does it mean for us as a church, for our ministries? So that's a picture we've been traveling with. And then this kind of wave, catching the wave, or we pray for the school, whether there is something new, but how do we catch wave when God is doing something new? And we see it with our young people. I think the need to invest with a youth worker, with a youth pastor, catching that wave. I mean, we have 15 young people now, and all that they bring to the church. How can we have someone supporting that ministry and those who are volunteering? And what are the new things maybe God is doing in our own lives and in the life of the church? So some of those picture, kingdom come, passing the baton, catching the waves. And then we have our story this morning about Thomas. And I like Thomas, and we had a preaching mic, and I think I really like your approach of Thomas. Thomas the scientist, you know, he needs proof. He needs the hard evidence. But part of the story is also all of us are those called blessed. So in that passage, Jesus says, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me, yet have believed. And all of us, we've come to believe because of the witness of someone. We haven't seen Jesus resurrected, or maybe you had a dream, but I haven't seen. But I have come to believe because of the faithful witnesses of others, starting with Scripture, and they wrote their witnesses, and witnesses around me, people who talked to me about faith. And I think that's a challenge for us. That's how others will come to believe, through our witnesses, through us sharing how we have come to believe, and maybe through hearing that, we'll help them get a bit closer, for themselves to come to believe. And doubt is not dismissed, and it's not a sign of being unspiritual. Jesus doesn't dismiss the doubt, but it transforms the doubt. So we see maybe ourselves in the Apostle Thomas. We don't have it all sorted. And I think non-Christians should see in us that we still have questions. We don't have it sorted. We still at times struggle, but we have come to believe. So as we give thanks for all that God has done in the life of the church at St. James last year and the start of this year, let's look forward with faith. And let's faith kind of shape our ministries, knowing that doubt is not, faith is not the absence of doubt. And sometimes we try something, we feel God is in it, but we take a risk. And sometimes we realize, well, maybe it was more me than God, and we leave it behind. But we move forward in faith. Jesus did not reject Thomas. He revealed himself through that doubt. And it's the same Christ who wants to reveal himself through our own questions. We are those who walk by faith, not by sight. We are blessed, not because we've seen, but we have come to believe through the witnesses of others. And let the resurrection power energize us. The same power, says, that has resurrected Christ is in us. That's the kind of power the Holy Spirit gives to his church. So let's be a church filled with that power. Sometimes it comes in a strong way, often it comes in a quiet way. The Holy Spirit is also a dove, a quiet place sometimes that we experience God's presence. But faith requires movement, so let's continue to be disciples, not settled, not looking for what's comfortable, but open to new challenges and allowing God to energize us in new ways. And let's remember, with that story of Thomas, that God's mercy is greater than our hesitation. Thomas says, unless I see, unless I touch, Jesus doesn't come by punishing him. He said, well, you know, to do it. That's God's mercy. Jesus stooped to meet Thomas where he was. He meets us in our uncertainty, but he doesn't leave us there. He then takes us on a journey and strengthen our faith and deepen our faith. So as we look forward, let's do that with confidence. Not in our own strength, but in the living God who brings life, growth, and renewal. And I thought to do after this talk, to actually lead us into confession, just so that we have time to say where those areas we have not been fully aware of God's presence, or we have held things in our own hand, or we have missed the opportunities to witness to others, not in a heavy sense, but in a liberating sense, so to open ourselves afresh to God's grace. So we'll do that. Let's take a moment. We rejoice, but we also confess. And we do that because Christ is risen. And so our confession is not a place of fear, but of hope. And we come before God trusting in the power of the resurrection, where sins are is overcome and mercy is poured out. And we think of the places maybe we don't see God's presence, and how we need our eyes to be open to all the places that we talked about. There are places where God is present, and how in each of those places God wants us to move forward. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And when we are reluctant to share our story, to be a witness, like the disciples behind locked door, We are afraid to be seen as your followers. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And as we looked at the story of Thomas, sometimes we are slow to believe, to be on our way, to take the risk, to take that step that we know God is calling us to do. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And as a response, let's say together, come, Holy Spirit, help us dream and vision together. Let's make a moment of silence. And maybe some of the stories you've heard inspire you to be more involved. And together we end. God of every age, stir in us a holy imagination, not for what was, but for what could be. Give us ears big enough to embrace change, faith strong enough to risk, and joy that is contagious to the generations yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to now continue with our time of intercession. Thank you, Jane.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.